We begin with a question from Kevin McMullen in the United States, who wants to know if God recognises all faiths, and if it's only followers of the right one who get to heaven. Jeremy.
I don't for one minute believe there's only one single path to God. There are so many different ways of achieving the goals that most religious people want to achieve. That is to say, to find an appropriate way of getting through life in such a way that it improves your relationship with other humans and enhances your spirituality and gives you a fuller understanding of the world.
The chief rabbi once said to me, and I've been waiting 50 years to be able to say that, that Judaism is the language God chooses to speak to Jews. Would you go along with that?
I think that's a very nice way of saying it, yes. Judaism is the Jewish expression of relating to God, Christianity the Christian way, and Buddhism, I can't speak for whether they include God in this phenomenon or not, but yes, and I think that's very, very true, and I like that idea, and I get amused when people come and tell me that there's something inadequate in my relationship with God because I don't have the right way. I think that says something more about their problems than mine.
The Catholic Church, particularly the Vatican, not necessarily the same, Kieran, would claim to have ultimate authority, though, and to be the only way.
No, I don't think so. That 30 years ago or so, the Vatican called together a council of all the bishops in the world, and one of the things they did was redefine their image of church. Before that, it was the image, the model, was the body of Christ. And that's a very exclusive model. So if you're not Christian, you're not part of it. But it redefined it in terms of the people of God, much more inclusive image, and a very biblical image. And it did list in that people of God all those who believed in God in any shape or form, really, and even those who didn't. Said these still are part of the people of God, people living according to what they believe is right and true.
And yet wasn't there the document that argued that other faiths were in some way defective and lacked the ultimate truth?
Yeah, unfortunately, when it's translated, the word defect in English has nuances that defect doesn't. I think if you were to say in some way lacking, then I think it would be closer to what the church intended.
But I wouldn't say there's something lacking in your religious life because you don't believe in Judaism.
No, but I think what you'd say was that, well, I'm telling you what you'd say now, but what you should say. But I think if anyone belongs to religion, he or she feels that's where they belong. That's the right place to be.
For them.
Yeah.